This coming weekend, there is a very important hui as the Te Araroa Barge Facility Working Group are holding a public hui at the end of the week at Te Araroa. Joining us for a kōrero today is the Secretary of the Rōpū, the Te Araroa Working Group, Tiwana Tibble. Resource consent for the Te Araroa Barging Facility is the focus here. Tiwana, thank you for joining us on the program. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora. Dale, o tira,
Tēnā tātou. Well, Tiwana, we know that there is some opposition here as well because we've spoken with people with environmental concerns. You'd be well familiar with them and they're perhaps even your whanaunga. So, not surprising, these things do need to be worked through. But you're spearheading a push to establish the barging facility. Why do you think it's important for Te Araroa and the region?
Oh, it's a great economic opportunity. You know, jobs. Effectively, because the government's putting the money in, the local community can own it. You know, so the Māori Marae, you know, they could obviously get dividend shares from that. And a lot of Ngāti Porou people own interests in the forestry block up and above and around Te Araroa. And, you know, up to 25% savings and cartage costs could be of value to them. So those are all good, really good reasons for this take it down.
Well, you know of the concerns, particularly to the environment, and nobody's suggesting to one another that you don't have consideration of our taiao and of Papatūānuku as well. But the concerns are very real for those who've raised them. How have they been addressed?
Yeah, so we've got a Bothell Miskell report. You know, in the last 4 months, we put together a really good team, chaired by Kingston Cooper, a local minister from Wharekaika. Guys like Richard Brooking on our team, you know, a great background with Parikura in his day. Richard Clark, chairs the Tenemu Trust, you know, very good businessman. He tells a great story about, you know, he sold a $2 million, he sells systems to actually cool down product, whether they be fish, apples, whatever. He sold a product a few years back, and he was a $2 million deal. But what I loved about the story is that an American guy said to him, "God damn it, I come down to little old New Zealand and Te Araroa, and I find this technology, and yet we put the man on the moon." You know, so we've got some really talented people in our team. So we spent some time getting that group together. The next thing was to get some funding. We got that. And so then we were able to finance a Bothell Miskell environmental report. So Bothell Miskell are, you know, they're experts in this field. And the report's only came out in the last couple of weeks, but effectively it says that whilst there are sometimes more than minor challenges, they have taken a view that there's a pathway to getting a resource consent here. So, you know, we think that's really positive. There are little things like there's some rare maggots in the shingles that we've got to protect, and we'll do that. I mean, there's issues about the wetlands that are there. The records are wrong. Gisborne District Council, you know, records are 50 years old, so they've got to get that right, and they say that in the report. But overall, you know, the opportunity for enhancements, so we could improve angler fishing off the seashore there. I mean, you're talking about 6 kilometres of beach line, forefront there. To take away 50 metres for a barge facility entrance is not that much really. There's a rubbish dump that's there that we'd be saying. We'd be bringing back the Māori to much of that space. So, no, we're confident there's a very good environmental report that's come out which says there are challenges, they're more than minor, but, you know, on the balance, we could get a resource consent to do this on Māori land owned by the local hapū.
And that's what the hui is about. It's at Te Araroa at 11 o'clock on the 31st. You sense, otherwise I guess you wouldn't be involved in the role, that there will be huge potential to open up the area once again, the logging trucks will diminish, and if you can mitigate environmental risk, then it gets the green light from you and from your team, the working group. But there's still a ways to go. How far off is resource consent and what needs to occur for it to be granted?
Look, if we can get to phase two, if we get support to go to phase two, you know, give us 12 months. And there's, you know, with the support of the local hapu, that's all doable. So, the first part was getting this Boffin Miskell report that we've got now. The next phase is really to take it back to the people and to say, well, you know, here's what we've found from experts. What do you think? That's really where we've got to get to next.
Wish you well. We'll stay in touch and gauge what happens off the back of the hui. Thanks for sharing some kōrero about it with our peeps, many of them who have Ngāti Porou connections. Tiwana Tibble today, the Secretary of the Te Arawa Working Group, looking at the barge facility in that Rohe. Thanks for sharing some kōrero, Tiwana.